chatting this morning about a doula, and a number of people, too many people, when you use the word doula, they think that it refers to a childbirth coach, and but doulas aren't only there for when life begins. They can also help you when life ends too. And at the end of life, a doula is a sort of non-medical professional trained to care for a terminally ill person's physical, emotional, and spiritual needs during the death process. So while you may never have heard of the position in the healthcare field, there's a market for death doulas. And to share more about that with us this morning, we chat to Vivian Katz from Doula Givers SA on this particular issue. Very good morning to you, Vivian, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
Everybody else out there thinks that a doula is just there to help the lady during a pregnancy and walk that journey. But it's important for people who are in the sort of last days of their life on earth. Sometimes you don't want to be accompanied by a family member in those last days. And there are a number of people who don't have families out there. So what are death doulas, and what does a death doula do?
As you correctly said, death doulas are non-medical people who really provide the support that for everybody that is going through the stage of their lives. So a death doula is somebody who will sit with the person during the time of their transition. And they will help the family beforehand, and if it's a person who's an individual who doesn't have the support, help them to create the legacy that they would like to leave behind. So often when death is very near, family go often into silence because they're not sure what to say. You know, people are scared, the person might be scared. But the most wonderful thing of transitioning over is you are of the belief that, regardless of your belief, even if you believe that this is the end and is the after, having a peaceful, wonderful transition into the next life is something everyone should be able to have. Because, you know, nobody leaves this earth alive. Our soul continues, but our body has to die. So giving the person the opportunity to transition over in a peaceful manner, in a manner where they're supported, is what the death doula does.
And chatting this morning to Vivian Katz, and she is from the Doula Givers SA, and we're chatting about this transition period where the person who is passing on and this comfort and the sort of emotional, physical, as well as spiritual support that you get during this time. So how do people actually get into contact with a death doula, and what do the services require from the person if I have a mother or a father who is in that position of passing on, or just if I don't want to be? Because a number of people don't, like you said, a number of people have a situation whereby the parents, you don't know, the family members don't know what to say to the person who's dying, and the person who's dying don't want them around because it just, you know, becomes like of a sort of inconvenient situation. So how do people get into contact with you, and how do you take them through this process?
Well, the people can contact me on my phone number, which is 082-600-8428, or on my Facebook page. So what death doulas do is if they're afforded the time, is to really sit with the person and help them to reflect on their life and come to closure with anything that they feel is incomplete. So it really would be about leaving the legacy, if there's letters they want to write, if there's just closure of any relationships or completeness with family or friends that they haven't done. If there's letters they want to be writing, or contacts they want to be making, if there's memories they want to be creating before their time is up. Then during the transition phase, often it is too painful for the family to sit with them. And sometimes having somebody who understands the process and can sit with them. So the death doula would help to create the vigil space where they can sit with the family and together with the person moving over, and sometimes just creating the roster, doing some practical things, helping making sure there's comfort for the family, there's somebody to turn to talk to sit with the person who's transitioning over. That create a lot of comfort for the family. So the burden isn't on them to be doing that. Sometimes when people are so scared, they tend to call the ambulance in the last few hours. And then, you know, when you're in the jurisdiction of a hospital, it's a totally different atmosphere of how you cross over as when you cross over at home with your familiar surroundings and with your family and people who care for you.
People can't just sort of say, okay, I want to be a death doula. So how can someone actually become a death doula? Do they join your organization?
Yes, I would. What I'm working towards is creating some material, particularly for South Africa, so that I can be training people who are non-medical to support. You know, we do have hospice in South Africa, but there aren't enough hospices, number one. And many, many people don't have the know-how to get to hospice and get into that system. So this system is complementary to hospice, helping anybody in the community, non-medical people, to help them with the process and the learnings and the understanding so that they can provide that support that I spoke about. You know, the spiritual, the mental support that the person might need during that transition period and afterwards for the family.
Vivian Katz, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Cape Talk on the Early Breakfast Show, telling us about the transition and the plan and the role that a death doula can play in that sort of transition period. Just come